Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. For those of you walking through the valley of the shadow of grief right now, I just want to let you know you're not alone, and I'm so sorry, and I wish I could be part of carrying that weight for you, but I do pray that you would find a faithful friend or pastor or somebody in your life, maybe family member, who will listen, who will grieve alongside you and will not utter platitudes your way. That is a huge gift, and I pray that the Lord would bring a friend or a person like that into your life. Okay, today we're making our way through Mark chapter 14. Today we're reading Mark 14, 43 through 65 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Immediately while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a multitude with swords and clubs from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Now he who betrayed him had given them a sign, saying, "Whomever I will kiss, that is he. Seize him and lead him away safely." When Jesus had come, immediately Judas came to him and said, "Rabbi, Rabbi," and kissed him. They laid their hands on Jesus and seized him, but a certain one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Jesus answered them, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to seize me? I was with you in the temple teaching daily, and you didn't arrest me, but this is so that the scriptures might be fulfilled." They all left him and fled. A certain young man followed him, having a linen cloth thrown around himself over his naked body. The young men grabbed him, but he left the linen cloth and fled them naked. They led Jesus away to the high priest. All the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes came together with him. Peter had followed him from a distance until he came into the court of the high priest. He was sitting with the officers and warming himself in the light of the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council sought to witness against Jesus to put him to death, and found none. For many gave false testimony against him, and their testimony didn't agree with each other. Some stood up and gave false testimony against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another made without hands.'" Even so, their testimony didn't agree. The high priest stood up in the middle and asked Jesus, "Have you no answer? What is it that these testify against you?" But Jesus stayed quiet and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" Jesus said, "I am. You will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of the sky." The high priest tore his clothes and said, "What further need have we of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" They all condemned him to be worthy of death. Some began to spit on Jesus and to cover his face and to beat him with fists and to tell him, "Prophesy." The officers struck him with the palms of their hands. Mind if I pray for you? Lord God, thank you for taking that beating, for enduring what wicked men had intended for you on behalf of all of us sinners. And that should be an encouragement to us that we would not lose heart. You endured all that hostility. And so we thank you for that. I thank you for that. And help me to keep that in mind when I suffer and when I walk through something unjustly or when people malign me. It's nothing to be compared to what you went through, Jesus. You are, as I've prayed many times on Pray Every Day, you are the great empathetic Savior who understands our weaknesses and our trials and our pains and our misunderstandings and our betrayals and our traumas and our bitterness and our stories. You understand it all because you walked this crazy earth and you understand what it's like to be harmed. You understand the enemy of our souls who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, who also came to steal, kill, and destroy you. You know what it's like to have an onslaught of the enemy to come at you physically with swords and clubs, but also spiritually in the heavenly realms. You did battle for us and for your glory and the glory of the triune God. And I just thank you for that. I'm speechless today, Lord, honestly. Thank you for all that you've done. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I do pray that this podcast would help you, bring you encouragement, and just be a light in the middle of your day.